Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Mentioned earlier, we got a famous friend here in studio, Nat Shook from United Way of South Central Illinois. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in to discuss new programs.
Yeah.
We were talking whenever we were like, hey, you want to come on and talk about some stuff? I'm like, yeah. And we kind of went over a list of different things that, you know, we could talk about. The 211 program, your discount prescription card, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And then Nat comes in here and goes, well, I've got these new programs, so now there's even more things that you can do with United Way. So you guys are really expanding, which is awesome.
Yes, we're trying to serve as much of our community as we can.
Yeah. So check them all out, United Way of South Central Illinois, uwsci.org. Their Facebook page is probably the best source of any new programs, especially.
Correct.
Getting that information out there because they may not hit the website just yet. So I guess let's start with the two newest ones. We've talked about United Way readers before. But there's a couple of new ones that you guys have put together, which makes so much sense for you guys. United We Give. This is kind of a micro version of what you guys do whenever there's big events, like when the tornado hit Salem.
Correct.
You know, that's a big event that you guys can step up and give back to those who are in need. This is almost like you can do this regularly now.
Yes. So the plan is to do it twice a month. So the first and third Tuesday is when we'll have our distribution days. We're doing that at a ringside buffet. Our friends down there are letting us sort and use their gym down there, so that's fantastic. And then we stop over for lunch, and that's even better. But we go in there, and Walgreens gives us a semi-load of items. We go through and we sort all those items, and we have our schools, all of the other non-for-profits in the community. They come out, and they get the items they need to try to help fill some of those gaps that they're having problems with.
It's almost like you can supply some of the other programs who do a lot of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. So we have, for example, Angels Cove, we got diapers. We got a lot of things that the moms might like. There was, you know, baby dolls and all kinds of stuff like that we were able to get out to them. And that's something that they might not have been able to benefit from before. So it's great getting those items out in the community and making somebody smile.
So that's United We Give. That's the first and third Tuesdays of every month. Is that going to start this month or?
We started last month.
You already started. Okay.
We've already done two of them. The first couple of shipments, we took a lot of the things and we sent it down to the hurricane victims. Mm. We worked with some different folks to get the items down there. And that's been amazing. It's wonderful to see those photos come back to us and know that little bit of work that we did is really going to make an impact down there. And those folks need it so badly.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So first and third Tuesdays of every month, it's United We Give. I guess, is this something that, you know, just people kind of, you know, citizens of the area, of the areas that you serve can come by, or is this more of
No, it's for our organizations. The organizations will, you know, take the stuff and get it out. Our regional office of education, they come and they get items. That was the original intent, was to get things for the schools.
Right.
And so they come and they get all the items and they get them out to the classrooms. They know which teachers are needing which items. And it's fun to watch them come in and be like, oh, we could use this item or this item, or we can make a sensory table out of this item. And it's just amazing to see all this happen.
Which, you know, it still is going to help, you know, local people and that sort of thing, because there's some of these nonprofits that you've mentioned so far that they utilize.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, for this stuff. So they're some of the nonprofits they already work with or that help them get things that they need are going to be, you know, bolstered by you guys giving them more stuff.
Absolutely. You know. Example, Jefferson County Toys for Kids.
There
they
you
came
go.
Out. We got tons of toys. Whitney came out. She went through all the items and helped us sort a little bit, which was just wonderful that she was able to do that. But then here's all these items that, you know, we're going to go to those kids here in a couple of months.
Yeah, absolutely. So check that out. United We Give on the United Way of South Central Illinois Facebook page. Just kind of learn more about, you know, what they're doing and what they're doing behind the scenes for, you know, even though they're the nonprofit that's trying to help people, they're also trying to help other nonprofits at the same time. So check that out. And the other new program kind of goes right in line with hunting season. You know, bow season just started. They just had the youth shotgun season. There's going to be the regular shotgun season again. Then there's going to be the second shot. You know, there's all kinds of hunting between now and the end of November. We're running our Bucks for Bucks campaign here on the radio. You guys are doing something a little bit different. Can you kind of tell us about what you're hoping to do with, you know, kind of a partnership with local hunters and, you know, once they harvest their deer, what you're going to do with it from there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Kara from U of I Extension came to us and was telling me about a program that they have up north, and it's this hunting program. The idea is that hunters will donate their meat. We're working with Fred's Processing over in Ashley, and they'll donate their meat there. Fred's will turn it into ground meat, and then we'll get it out to our pantries. So hunters that maybe love the sport but don't love the meat, we would love to get in contact with you.
Yeah, or don't have the ability to go either.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's And to be able to, that's a lot of really good quality meat,
absolutely.
The wild game stuff. So yes. That's going to be great for people. And I remember you mentioning that whenever we did that canned food drive, and people would mention that for our friends at Angels on Assignment.
Yes.
They mention that all the time. Like, people don't think about how, you know, a lot of these food pantries, we have freezers. We can take this stuff in, and then you can really help people out with actual meat instead of just canned foods or, you know, pantry items and things like that.
Yeah. It'll be great. It'll give another service to folks. I was raised on deer meat, so I love it. I mean, and especially ground. I mean, you can turn it into spaghetti or anything, and it's fantastic. Oh,
yeah. You can do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So we're hoping that that'll be a great program for us going through this hunting season.
Is that just called the hunting? Does it have a different name? Or
I don't think we've came up with a name for it yet. Oh, so if anybody has any ideas, give me a shout, because I'd love to have some ideas.
We'll have to think on that. Maybe we can help you out with that. So we'll check that out. I'm sure you guys have already posted a few things. If not, definitely your Facebook page will have that information.
Absolutely.
So the only other thing that we have here, United Way of South Central Illinois, Nat has joined us, is a new program, but it's been going on for just a little bit. We've talked about it before, the United Way Readers. Isn't this kind of a sister program? It's kind of the more local version of your Dolly Parton Imagination Library?
A little bit. So we obviously, one of our areas of service is to education. We want our kids to be educated. And whatever offers and support we can give to the schools, we do that. This was born from a grant that we had offered to first-year teachers, and I was thinking they'd ask for decor and pretty things for the room to make it nice. But what they asked for was for books.
Sure.
Whatever books that some of the schools have in their classrooms, that's the books. And the list of books that they asked for was things that, you know, I bought for my own kids.
Right.
That once they read them or didn't read them, knowing my boys, they sat on a shelf, they got dusty, and that was the end of their life. Let's get those books off the shelves and get them back into the classroom. We've had 54 teachers now request books. And from that, we've expanded a little bit because teachers are now asking for specific supplies that they want for their classroom. And once again, we're able to go back to that United We Give program. We're able to pick some of that stuff out for them. But of course, there's always more need than that. And then we've also started asking if they'd like snacks. We had a teacher up in, I believe it was Woodlawn last week, that needed some snacks for her classroom. So we've added that on there because we can get those resources out there. But if anybody has books that on their shelves that are off this list that we have, it's on our Facebook, it's on our website. We have specific books that we're looking for. If you have them, please get in contact with us. We would love to come and get them from you. We also have an Amazon wish list now, and we worked with all of our local resale shops that have books here in the community. That list is at each one of those locations. Stop by, and if there's a book on there that you see, grab it for the kids. I'll come pick it up from the store. There's no having to deliver or anything like that. It's just getting those resources out into the community, and that's what's important to us.
And this is not just Mount Vernon, Jefferson County. You guys service multiple counties, right?
Yep. So it's Washington, Jefferson, and Marion counties.
Those are the ones that they serve, and they're doing all kinds of stuff. United Way of South Central Illinois, Nat, the executive director, joining us here this morning. I mean, I know there's so many other programs that we could talk about. The 211 program, I already mentioned the discount prescription card. The Dolly Parton thing. I mean, there's so many other things that we could do. I know you guys have, you still in the works of the trivia night? Have you gotten a date for
yet? No, we've got it. It's November 23rd.
Okay, so that is booked up.
Yeah, so we're going to have trivia night. All of the funds raised that evening are going to go to our Dolly Parton Imagination Library program. We're hoping for a really great turnout. We're going to have it at the Elks. It'll be that evening, and it's on our Facebook. You can register a table. For an individual, it's $15. $15 will support one kid for an entire year for Dolly Parton Imagination Library. A table is $115. That's for 10 of your friends to play trivia, and that supports 7 kids in our community.
Wow, that's really good stuff. So that's on November 23rd. Anything else coming up we might want to mention? I'm sure we'll have you back in to talk about a lot of this stuff.
But so we're working on for January. This is going to be super fun. Also for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, we're doing a music bingo. So instead of dropping balls, we're dropping beats, and it's going to be so much fun. You can go through, and as a song gets played, that's your symbol that you mark that song on your card if you have it on there, and we'll have prizes at the end. And once again, that benefits the Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
When's that going to be?
It'll be in January.
Okay, so you're working on
a date.
Yep, working on that. So that'll be the next thing we talk about, probably.
Correct.
And we'll also be talking about the trivia night coming up, and we'll be all kinds of stuff to discuss with United Way of South Central Illinois. Nat, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming in, talking about all that stuff. You can find out more at uwsci.org, or, of course, check out the United Way of South Central Illinois Facebook page for more details.